prepare yourself for the boasts of battle.
I'm going to be doing something a little bit different this week. Normally I'd sit here and rant, but as regular listeners of the show may know, I have a comic that I do called Long John, the first chapter of which ended in October, the second chapter of which doesn't start up until after the new year. In the interim, I was able to craft a short story featuring one of the characters from the comic. What made it different was that I just wrote it, and I got my good friend, Josh Toby, to draw it. Now, he's a painter by trade, and making a comic, even though that's kind of how we both started drawing, is really out of his comfort zone. And so I decided, since we got to work together, and this is the week of giving thanks, I guess, I just wanted to sit down with a guy that not only got me started drawing, but a guy that continually inspires me. So this is my conversation with Josh Toby. And I'd like to apologize up front that the sound quality is a little off. I did my best to monkey with it, but he and I are at varied distances, and internet connections are sometimes wobbly. I did my best to clean it up, but it just sounds like a recorded phone conversation, which is what I guess it is. So sit back and enjoy a comicer and a painter discuss art. So when I introduced you on the comic, you specifically told me to call you a symbolist painter. How long do you think you would say you've been painting strictly in that realm?
It just sort of evolved into that point. I can't say there was a specific moment where it was chosen. I guess it just sort of evolved that way. A way to explain the story through symbols, or the image as readable through some symbolic elements. It just gradually... That's kind of what I was going for, or at least that's the path that kind of I chose with the work. It wasn't a conscious effort to do that. It just evolved into that on its own.
Do you think that there's always been an element of storytelling to the art you were doing? I know, because like when we started drawing together, we were always like making our own comics and shit, and then we were making our own video game characters and stories. And then you went off and sort of became more painting focused. But do you still think like that sort of wanting to tell a story always kind of carried through, or is that something you kind of abandoned and then came back to?
I do think about, you know, what we were doing back when we were kids, but we were emulating what was already set before us. And so, and you know, that, you know, we can only do so much because we didn't have our own personal character growth to branch out to what we were doing. But now, you know, it's, I guess you could say, like, we're on the other side. We're making the content, and we're not necessarily reading or deriving this content from other people, because, well, we're sort of beyond that point.
Yeah, and at least we hit that point where you hit that point where it's like, oh, I feel like I can actually do something on my own. I know what I want to say, or at least I know how to say what I want to say, kind of thing.
Yeah, or at least we get kind of close to that point through our work. You know, I still have plenty of struggles with image making in general. You know, whether or not this would translate to, you know, another language, so to speak. Where a title, forget translating titles, but does the content translate? And that's what I think about when I create. When I'm working on my paintings or drawings, is have I been successful enough in what I represented to translate mm-hmm. to the viewer, or at least connect to some extent? There, whatever it may be, is there something redeemable about it?
This might be a really stupid question, because I know what my answer to the question is to be. Do you feel like that translation from sort of what's in your head to what actually gets on the canvas, is that getting any cleaner? Is that getting actually more pure over time? Or do you still feel like when you finish your painting, you're like, that could have been better? Or how, what do you think the ratio is to, like, how many of the paintings do you feel are successful?
Back when I was, well, I'm not sure if you're following the same model I am, but I really don't plan these things out anymore. I'll have...
Right.
A notebook of ideas and words and mm-hmm. small elements that I think are worth incorporating into this composition. But when it comes time to compose it, that's when it starts to come together on its own. And
right. You go straight to canvas pretty much now, right? You do some sketching, but not a lot of composition. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Like not a lot of designing.
Right. And when I was painting, at a good size and making a giant transfer, going from the small mm-hmm. sketch of maybe a 4x4 square and then transferring that to maybe 48x48, there's a lot that doesn't translate to a larger scale. And so what right. might have looked good small doesn't look good big. You have to fill a lot more space.
Do you think the meaning changes from that small... from that small drawing to when you actually get it on the canvas, you're like, oh, this actually, because it's bigger, it's like all of a sudden feels different or it seems different, maybe even changes the direction of kind of what you wanted it to say?
Sure. And I mean, that's where the size, begins to dictate the composition. And so now, sketchbooks are more just little tiny rough ideas, notes, things that aren't necessarily painting or drawing oriented, but rather enough useful symbols and elements. For example, I could be out and about and take a few pictures or just remember something, like some interesting rock formations. And so that'll hit the sketchbook, and I might, be within this time frame of all these elements are kind of in my head, but I don't know what they'll be. I don't know what it means. And that's when just kind of composing like a loose composition in a sketch form, if it looks okay and if it feels good, then I can start getting into it. And at right. that point, that's where all these things begin to add themselves to, so to speak. Right. And it's just the story and the process of creating the work. It's going to evolve and eventually reach its conclusion. And trying to draw, sketch it, draw it, make a final drawing, transfer it, and then paint it, it just doesn't work. It seems too mechanical for me. It will reach a conclusion eventually, and that's where having control over the medium helps to speed that process.
Right. It's funny, you talk about painting a lot like, maybe this is me projecting, but a lot like storytelling. You talk about painting as in like, when it reaches its conclusion and stuff like that. Not like when I'm done. It's like, you're kind of going along with it. And actually that brings me to an idea, not an idea, but something that I've noticed about you. You probably don't call yourself a writer, but I noticed like you actually write a lot. You have a lot of notebooks. I guess a lot of it was kind of like dream recording and stuff like that. How important do you think writing stuff down, even if it's not directly related to painting, how important do you think that is to your process or at least to your goals as a painter?
I don't know. Every once in a while someone will say, oh, you got a sketchbook. Can I see it? Like, well, not really. It's not. I do have a lot of notes. I don't really use color in them. So it's just doodle, doodle, doodle. And then I'm usually asking myself a question. Color and, like say it pertains to the color of the sky. And in a way, it helps to solidify a few ideas to me. Ironically, I don't even look at these things when I'm done with them, but it's the process of drawing, note-taking will seem to stick into the next type of sketch, and it kind of goes from there. The elements that work stay, those that don't get dropped. And so by the end, I kind of got this working prototype or proof of concept almost with notes that pertain to certain things. And so that's enough of a foundation to begin a composition. But once the composition is going, that's when it's time to just go in there and just do stuff.
I don't remember actually like talking a lot about process back when we were kids, because I think it's strange that I write a lot of notes on my drawings or around my drawings as well. But yeah, when I actually sit down to do a page for me, it's like I don't really refer to a lot of that. I think for me, it's like I write a lot and I read it over it a lot. But I think I'm just trying to internalize it so that when I sit down at the page, it's already in my head, but I'm not thinking about it. It's like, it's just part of the motion that's going to be to get it out of my head and onto the page.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, is, you know, when I'm writing these things down, it's this internal dialogue of my brain asking me the questions, so why this, why that, and I'm responding in written form to justify these things.
Yeah, and that just asking the question actually gets the answer to that question, the process, it gets your brain going, unconsciously even, so that when you actually put the brush to the canvas, like it's where the hand is answering that question at that point, even though you've forgotten that you asked it, you know.
It just kind of occurred to me, it's like this background noise, you know, that you're right. Kind of channel, and so mm-hmm. you know, even though it has no form, it's asking you the questions, you're responding. And that's where you as a craftsman come in. So you've had this dialogue, and then when you go to creating the work, the dialogue is there, maybe still in the back of your mind, but now that's when the craft comes in to turn all that speech and words into a visual medium.
Right. I mean, and that's the thing that bugs me about, I think it's mostly within comics, like, people try to be like, you're an artist, or you're a writer, or you're a colorist, or you're whatever. And like, art is all of it, right? And it's mixed into the bucket and turns into whatever medium you're using to create that thought, right? And you're a really good example of, like, you do everything and you pick the right, luckily you have your hands in enough different types of media to be like, well, this urge would be better as a photograph, or would be better as a painting or a drawing or something like that. And that, I know for me, that's been seeing you go through those things where first I was like, why isn't he just, I was like, why doesn't he just stick to painting or something like that? But like, actually it's been really influential to me. It's like, fuck yeah, no, do everything, you know, why limit yourself? Because it is all one thing.
And see, that's the thing is, you know, like my interests are pretty varied and I have to try and keep myself on topic, but like, mm-hmm. You know, from hardware programming on the Arduino, 3D software, to video mm-hmm. game development, the scripting, mm-hmm. building my own cameras, you know, art isn't necessarily about a brush or a pencil, it's about problem solving.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and yet something that's really interesting about you is that you're very much involved in, like, literally making your own art. And not only do you make drawings, do you make paintings, but you've stretched your own canvases, you've made your own your own, you know, painting surfaces. You made your own cameras. And you're just very hands-on.
You say that past tense.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Well, you're dead. Didn't you know that? No.
I feel dead. working for the man really, really certainly kind of makes me feel dead inside 5 days a week.
Well, and so, I mean, you also work really heavily on your motorcycle, on your car. Like, you like taking things apart, you like seeing how they work, and I think you really embody this idea of actually making art from the tools to the final image. Like, you want to be in control of all of it. And where do you think that comes from? Is that something you've been kind of doing your entire life?
I suppose to an extent, yes. Well, it's it comes back to the crafting process. None of this is difficult, you know, it's a matter of taking the effort to learn it, you know.
Right.
Cars are no different than motorcycles, it's the same principles, just mm-hmm. different configurations.
Mm-hmm.
Building your own canvases versus buying the pre-made, you know, you spend a little time doing things for yourself versus getting the pre-made solution. I tell people, if you're going to paint, you have to learn how to make a painting. And even though if you're not using the tools, you at least have it in the back of your mind. But when it comes to building your own tools and materials, in a way, it's part of the ritual of the project.
Like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
like the cameras that I made them because I needed them to be a specific, to do something specific for me. You know, I'll at least be better off for having the knowledge of all this, and it starts to translate into everything else I do. You know, it's taking control of your artistic process.
There are many ways that Josh approaches art and the way that I approach art that are very different. But I think because we came up together, there are underlying principles and desires and goals of our respective practices that really sync up, and I hope that came through in the recording. More than anything, I was really just happy to sit down and talk about art with Josh and have it on record. So for now, I'd just like to say, I'm D. Bethel, and that was my boast. And now, back to the show.